when we had the shooting several years ago, an officer down, and that event happened, the perpetrator was taken out. So you knew that person was gone. So then you kind of know, well, okay, that person's gone. The difficulty with this shooting is the shooter's still out there. And especially in the apartment complex, you have no idea, you know, who did it and where they're at and are they hiding in the apartment or am I safe, those types of issues. And then the community, we've never had, what, four people in one night? That's a huge amount of people that were involved in a shooting. And it just makes everybody feel a little queasy, like, okay, geez, what's going on? What should I do? And I think some people forget, number one, is the downtown is a neighborhood now. So you have to treat that just like any other neighborhood. You know, people are going to be out walking their dogs. They're going to be out doing different things in the morning. They have to know it's safe to be about. They have to know there's not a perpetrator in the area that might pop out of someplace and do something. So I think the morning of that event, I reached out and said, when are we having the press conference? 8:30 in the morning. I was anticipating we'd have a press conference at 11. And she said, oh, no, we don't know much. We don't want you to do that. And I sat down and I just said, you can't do that. I mean, the community is not used to shootings and things that happen like in that type of extent. And so you have to get out there in front of it and tell the public what's going on. You got to tell the team working on it. The crime analysis is, yeah, they got to look at all the cameras, see what's going on. But we all want to be reassured that we're making some progress and doing some stuff. And even if you don't have all the answers, Scott, you know it as well as I know it. You like to have the press there because the press asks the questions the public want to ask. So you got to work with the press. I mean, floodplates, you and I have done a lot of different things. You've got to have the press on your side to help you figure it out. And they oftentimes will give the message, hey, stay inside or don't be out today or do these types of things until we find a few more information on that. And so I'm just, the protocol will be, we'll have a press conference in light of any event within 8 to 12 hours. Just people need to know.
All right. So you mentioned something just now that you also mentioned at the city commission meeting last night, and that was that you Sunday morning said, let's have a press conference. The chief said no. I mean, I'm just thinking if I'm the mayor and I say we should do a press conference, the chief says, yes, sir. What time should we do that? I mean, it sounds to me like that's a little insubordination when he's defying you on wanting a press conference. That would upset me if this was an employee of mine. Did it upset you?
Well, I was upset, and then you try to defer to the thing because there's something that I'll interfere with the investigation or there's something going on that I don't know about. And then I don't know, you heard it too. Is it a gang related or the two factions of people that are after each other? Is there something else? I have no clue, but you know, it gave me some solace when they said, well, it's a gang kind of thing. Well, okay, that's better, right? Because you just like don't want somebody randomly shooting people downtown. But still, you're nervous about it because downtown is busy on evenings. There's a lot of people downtown, and a bystander could get shot in the midst of any kind of rumble going on. So, no, I wasn't happy about that. That's why I just said I'm going to make a protocol because we've had this issue before. It's just a delay until you know all the information. And you can't know all the information, Scott. You know that and I know that. You and I have been in news long enough that you won't have all the information. So I decided we're going to make a protocol, and that's going to be the protocol, and that's what you're going to follow, and that's what the mayor says, and that's what we're going
to
do.
He made a comment yesterday to one of the reporters that he doesn't work 24/7. And should get a day off. What did you think of that comment?
Well, you and I have always talked about this. I work 24/7. When the shooting went off, I got informed of it, and I was up and doing stuff about that time to see what's going on. And when we got mutual aid from all the community, all the different entities that stepped up and helped us, I thank Bernie and Shelley and different people that helped us out. I'm sorry, this job is 24/7, and he has people underneath him that can easily do any kind of response to that. I've got excellent command staff, so let the other command staff step up and do the problem. If you're out of town and don't want to be able to get to a mic, then we'll just have somebody else step up. So there has to be a chain of command that, you know, you're not always there. It's always been asked if, you know, if I'm tied up someplace, I tell the deputy mayor I'm tied up. He would take care of things happen, but we are available 24/7, and that's what you have to be.
I think the bottom line is that anything like this, you have to get out in front of it and stay out in front of it as early as possible. And the we don't know, whatever you made a great point, whatever we do know is what we have to get out there.
Yeah, and you know, and you guys are, I mean, the press knows that. If we don't know and I say, hey, we just don't know, you say, okay. I mean what can we do? We can't push it. If they don't know, they don't know. But, I mean, today, right, they got so many things, computers and cameras and different things around. We know they're working their butt off to try to find what happened. And, you know, that's a important things to do. But, again, somebody with a gun in the community is of danger, and we want to know that that's contained or taken care of in some way.
Dwayne, your question or comment?
Will you relieve the chief of his duties, or what's it going to take to take care of this problem? He needs to go away. You know that.
We need to have a serious conversation because I'm hearing from the community. A lot of people are upset with his behavior right now. So Chief and I are going to sit down and talk about a variety of issues. But I was disappointed at the press conference, and you're exactly right in many ways. You have to be professional. And that's really what this community asks for, is professional response to issues that we have. And we've been through enough in our community that we manage things, I think, fairly well. I think yesterday was not managed fairly well. So I think we need to have a discussion about that. And to your point, there's some people that request that. We'll have a discussion and see where it goes.